Hello and welcome to a talk on Simple V, the extension to OpenPower instruction set, which provides a rather unusual type of vectorization. With many thanks to FOSDEM organizers and to the OpenPower Foundation for this opportunity. This talk is going. I'm going to do this in a bit of an unusual way. I'm actually going to do it directly from the a page that's on the website. You know, using IkiWiki. Way, looking fun. So please bear in mind, Simple V is in development. It's in draft status. We will need to present it to the OpenPower Foundation, the ISO working group, for review. And until they've had a look at it and gone over it, it is not an official part of the OpenPower instruction set. That's very important to understand. So this will be what we'll go over. You can actually follow along if you want on this page online, because it will be exactly the same contents thing. So you can actually see the full page if you want in your own web browser. This is an open project, so there's a discussion link and there's a bug report if you want to provide comments, ask questions and anything like that. It's absolutely fine. The purpose of this particular page is to give you an understanding of what the vectorization system is. The actual format, SVP64, is the instruction format of how, you know, the bits are put together, which doesn't, you know, you need to understand, you need to understand what it is that is going on behind the scenes, and that's what this overview is about. And then there's the main page, which links to several things, including the augmented instructions, the some of the transcendentals that we're going to be adding for 3D GPUs, etc., etc. So the basics here are, what we're going to do is go over the fundamental, the core of what the vectorization system is, and it's just two lines, literally in pseudocode, it's literally two lines of code. All right. Then what we're going to do is introduce more and more concepts on top of that, which will expand it up to the full capabilities that you would normally expect of a modern vector system. Now, before we get there, it's important to understand what actually the difference between SIMD and Cray vectors. And there's an extremely good article written by the RISC-V founders called SIMD Known to be Harmful, which is on SIGARCH. And what they did was they revived the old Cray-style vector system. So let's take this usual loop, DAXPY, is a simple for loop, Y equals each parallel item in the vector is basically Y equals MX plus C. So you add the things on. Now, they've assessed, in the table below, you can see that they've assessed the different instruction sets, and the number of instructions is just, it's ridiculous. Look at that for static instructions, 22 versus 13 for MIPS, for 22 for MIPS and 13 for the for RV32.